साइड इफ़ेक्ट को अगर हम अंडरस्टैंड करते हैं तो उसके बाद प्री ट्रीटमेंट स्क्रीनिंग को याद रखना हमारे पास आसान होगा. एज आई मैंशनड अर्लियर कि देर इज़ एन इंक्रीज रिस्क ऑफ जी आई इवेंट्स विच इंक्लूड डाइवर्टिकुलाइटिस, जी आई परफोरेशन. सो दैट इज़ वाई द पेशेंट शुड बी स्क्रीन फॉर दीज कंडीशन बिफोर प्रिस्क्राइबिंग द जैकस्टैट इनहिबिटर्स. It increases the risk of thrombosis, so that is why it should be screened too. The patient should be screened for any intake of alcohol or smoking because of the increased risk of cardiovascular events such as MI, stroke. Malignancy should also be screened. Besides this, we should go for CBC, LFTs, fasting lipid profile. The screening for TB, hepatitis B, CHIV should be done. These drugs are contraindicated in pregnancy because it is teratogenic, although the category pregnancy category has not been decided yet. And the safety profile in the pediatric group is also it has a limited data. It should not be given concomitantly with the DMARDs, biologic or immunosuppressants, and it should also not be given in elderly more than 65 years of age. Cardiovascular risk, as I mentioned earlier, is increased, so all of these conditions should be looked for. Pre-treatment vaccination is very, very important before prescribing any kind of immunosuppressive therapy. It is one of my questions during the long case. He wanted to know what are the prerequisites before giving any immunosuppressive therapy. So at that time, it was not coming in my mind. So you must remember that before giving JAK-STAT inhibitor or any kind of biologics or immunosuppressive therapy, it is important for the pre-treatment vaccination, especially for herpes, pneumonia, in the at-risk groups, or usually it is preferred to be completed. For the monitoring, the patient should be looked for the signs of infection, GI symptoms, thrombosis, or any cardiovascular events. Which labs should be done? Of course, CBC with differential count every 4 to 8 weeks, then 3 monthly. Stop the treatment temporarily if the neutrophilic count becomes less than 1000 cells per cubic millimeter or lymphocytes less than 500 per cubic millimeter or hemoglobin drop below 8 to 9 gram per deciliter. LFTs should also be done 4 to 8 weekly, and then the later on when the LFTs are stabilized, then we can do it less frequently at a rate of 3 monthly. Fasting lipid profile should also be done on and off.